السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المذنبة المقصرة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا ورضوا بالحياة الدنيا واطمأنوا بها والذين هم عن آياتنا غافلون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The Holy Quran explains that the attachment and the obsession with this life, the lower life, will cause spiritual suffering. It will cause perplexity and confusion and uncertainties in the life of the people. The more they get attached, the more they cannot stay away from the attractions of this life, the more they're going to miss peace, the more they're going to be confused in this life. And this is why we see many of our young generation, many of our youth, are not being able to stay focused on their life. They suffer from uncertainties, confusion in their life. Many of them do not know what to do with their life. Many of them cannot even make a simple decision about their life. Though many of them are very educated, well off, they are not suffering from starvation. They don't miss food or shelter or health care, but still they cannot make decisions in their life. The reason is because of this attachment to al-hayat al-dunya. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. And the main reason for this confusion that especially the young generation have today is that because they do not have a solid religious and moral foundation and background. They don't have strong spiritual connection. The spiritual connection is either missing or very weak. And that is the main cause of this confusion in their life. And this disturbance, spiritual disturbance that they have. We live today in a world that is mostly dominated by materialism, by maddiyat. People open their eyes in the morning, first thing comes to their mind is how to make money today, more money. Even those who have money, They want to make more money. This is what dominates our life today. People who live, and I'm not speaking about people only in America. Sometimes people in the East are worse than those who live in America. When it comes to materialism, the obsession of those who live in some Islamic societies, Eastern societies, traditional societies, is more than those who live in the Western societies. So people everywhere are suffering from maddiyat. And maddiyat, my friends, would not bring stability or peace of mind. It would never bring. The only thing that strengthens you and your heart is when you are connected to the ma'nawiyat, spiritualities. When you are connected to the source, the main source of energy, the main source of power, the main source of optimism, the main source of hope in this life. And that is God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why throughout the Quran, God reminds us, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. O people, do not get carried away and you think that if you have a big bank account, your bank account is full, then you are at peace. This is not the case. Many people, their bank accounts is overflowing, but yet they still miss peace and stability. Yet they still live in uncertainty and confusion. It is only with the remembrance of the real source of wealth, which is not Bank of America or Wells Fargo. The real source of wealth is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Therefore, my friends, our children today, they need us. Your children at home, the young ones, they need their parents. They need their parents' support. They need their parents' encouragement. They need their parents to be next to them. Be a refuge to your son and your daughter. Be a refuge to them. So they come to you. When they need you, they don't go somewhere else. Do not be a threat. Be a refuge, a safe haven. Many of the young ones are searching for someone to guide them, to show them the way, to speak to them nicely, to give them some advice. So we, the parents, should serve as a safe haven, as a refuge, not as a threat to our children. We should not overburden our children we should not overburden them beyond what they can carry. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعة. We have to understand that. If your children open up to you, if you allow them to come to you and open up to you and share what they feel, what they go through, what they suffer with you, 50% of the problem is solved. 50% of the problem is solved when a daughter, when a son are able to come safely, without intimidation, without fear, without embarrassment. They come and share their problem with their mothers and their fathers. They open up. Don't allow them to open up to someone else. You are the mentor. You are the teacher. You are the leader. You are the role model. The first job of the father in the family is being, before being a breadwinner, he is a role model, a teacher, mu'allim, a guide. Coaching your children, training them, encouraging them. You are a cheerleader. A father is a cheerleader. A mother is a cheerleader for their kids. So when they come to you, welcome them. Have some time. Have some quality time with your children. Don't lose your children. Don't give your time to others doing other stuff and abandoning your children. Do not abandon your children. Stay with them. Some mothers and fathers get tired of their children. They come to me, I'm tired of this son. I'm tired of this. I say to him, your father had the same feeling about you 50 years ago. But he didn't abandon you. Your father did not abandon you. Your father stayed with you. He was backing you. He was supporting you. So we have to do. Criticism alone does not solve the problem. Don't scold them. Don't only criticize them. We have to show the solutions. We have to give them the reasonable solutions. Reasonable solution according to their capacity. Sometimes we give a solution which is not realistic. Someone who has a problem comes to his father and his father tells him, go and pray. You didn't do this because you didn't pray. So he went and he started praying, but still the problem is that didn't go away. Who said to you that when he prays, his problems are going away? Many people, they fast, they pray, they perform Salatul Layl, they go for Ziyarah, but they still have challenges. God created this life with attached to challenges. We cannot excel, we cannot move forward, we cannot even survive without these challenges. So sometimes, or reciting the Quran, why don't you recite the Quran? If you recite the Quran, God is going to guide you. But he doesn't understand the Quran. Rather than telling him, just recite the Quran without understanding, tell him there is a halaqa, there is a Quranic class, there is a Quranic reflection session. Go to that session so you can understand the Quran. Give him the right solution. Do not overburden. We should not be utopian. We should not be utopian in our solutions. We give solutions to our kids that we ourselves, we cannot undertake them. We cannot practice them. So don't prescribe to your son or daughter a prescription that you cannot practice yourself. You cannot consume yourself. We have to be realistic. Encouragement is important. The main job of fathers and mothers, parents, is to encourage. Always to encourage. Keep encouraging them. Beef them up. Tell them tomorrow is going to be better than today. I am with you. I am supporting you. My job, God created me as a father to support my family, to support my kids. Stay with them and do not abandon them. As-sabr, as-sabr. We parents, we need to be patient. The problem with us, we are impatient. We soon abandon our children. We should not abandon them. This is your jihad. God said to Ibrahim, he said to him, Ya Ibrahim, when you teach your children, when you teach them, when you train them, when you ask them to pray, when you ask them to worship, you have to be patient. If you are not patient, you're going to fail in your message. They are not going to listen to you. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا اصْطَبِرْ. Be patient. Training that your family, guiding your family, salvaging your family requires a lot of steadfastness and patience and endurance and perseverance. وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Persevere in this mission. Persevere, be strong. If you are not strong, you cannot bequeath your family strength. So you need to be strong. You need to be strong and you need to have the right approach. This is what our children need today. Especially the daughters, the females. You know, in America, there is a lot of pressure on our females. Especially the young ones. Sometimes a female stays at home. She's a homemaker. She doesn't venture outside her house. She doesn't have that big problem. But when someone goes to school, to the college, to the university, she has American friends. She has friends from all different specters of life. And she's a hijabi, she has to, you know, hold fast to her religion, then the pressure on her is a lot. Enormous pressure. Enormous pressure. We have to understand that. So we, the parents, should not add to that pressure. We should relieve them from that stress and that pressure. We should stand with them. We should understand them. We should understand them. The key for success, the key for the success of our children is when the parents are careful They are very careful, extremely careful in the way they address and they counsel their children. One more thing before I conclude. What we need in the community, and we have not done this, we need professional counseling. My friends, we cannot just tell our kids who have depression, anxiety, fear, confusion, whatever, just go and pray. Prayers is good, but the prayers is generic solution, generic. We need a specific solution, specific medicine to be given to them, specific. And this specific solution, one of the ways of these specific solutions is family counseling, youth counseling, professional counseling. We don't have an office in our community. We don't have an office. Because we take care of the wiladat and the wafat and giving food, spending thousands of dollars on food, more than what we care about professional counseling. Whereas the masjid, the Islamic center, requires a professional counseling. People don't need food here in this country. They don't need food. They have food at home. The money that we collect should be spent on professional counseling. We need a professional counselor. An imam is not a professional counselor. An imam is an imam, trained to be imam. He didn't have a degree in psychology or psychotherapy. We need someone who's a Muslim, a good believer in God, and also professional in this field. Because I see what we go through in our families, in our community. We need professional counseling. We have to put our hands together. Those of you who are really concerned, come and talk to me. We need to establish such an office that to provide this service for the families, especially for the young generation. Especially for the young generation. We need to address this issue professionally, not just dua. Dua, God says, I am there to listen, but I want you to do something about your life here. Show me what steps you are taking. Once we take these steps, God is there to support us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insani lafi husr. Inna al-ladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat. Wa tawassaw bil-haqq wa tawassaw bil-sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.